chastity begins in the mind. Consequently, keep the mind busy and not in busyness. Plan your days. I don't mean just externally. The bell rings and you move in one direction. Another bell rings and you move in another direction, which by now you know can be quite automatic. How we need to make sure that our minds are kept occupied, working, laboring constantly. I've taught too many classes. How well I know. One of my Jesuit scholastics seemed to be sitting in rapt attention to what I'm saying. I asked a question. He not only does not know the answer, he didn't even hear the question. What an examination of conscience. Beginning with the speaker, what an examination of conscience we should make every day on how much time have I wasted in idle thinking. That is why an examination of conscience I keep coming back to should be basically in three parts. Part one, I look back over, say, the last day, or for me, last half a day. My rule, I'm to make a twice daily examination of conscience. Each time, my friends, 15 minutes. I go back over the past, say, day, and ask myself in God's presence, what graces has He given me? What blessings have I received? The first duty of an examination of conscience should be gratitude. Then, how have I done? Where have I failed? And then, admitting what I've done wrong, and I have to say this, I've been doing this for the last 50 years. Keep a record every day. Well, that's silly. Don't say that. A near relative of mine is manager of a Pizza Hut. He tells me he wouldn't think of leaving the restaurant in the evening without having made an inventory, for the past day. How many pizzas were sold? How much money came in? No business could be intelligently run without checking, looking back, find out what mistakes were made. And yet in the most important business, the business of salvation, oh, how brainwashed we can be. In the most important business of our own and the salvation of others, we can stupidly think we can go day after day and not make an honest assessment of how we've done. And then thirdly, in the examination of conscience, anticipate, plan. An unplanned life is a confused life. Anticipate in God's presence so that during the day before you retire, you can honestly tell God you have not been guilty of an idle word, or what am I saying, of an idle thought. All of this has a lot to do with chastity. We are to not only practice chastity or avoid sins of unchastity, we are to grow in the virtue. And we're going to grow in the virtue of chastity and the degree to which our minds are occupied with God and the things of God, which is the reason why God gives some people, and I'm talking to the right audience, the grace of making a votum, an act of the will, binding for life, of giving one's loving affection to Jesus Christ. Implication and recommendation number 5. To remain chaste, we must be prudent in our contact with people whom we speak with. For how long? What we talk about? What time of the day? Pardon me, what time of the night? Oh, how stupid men, masculine gender, can be. When I speak to an old woman audience, and I ask them, who has a stronger will, men or women? Yeah. They smile. They know. They know. When I ask men, they're not always sure. But I've yet to meet a married man, and I've asked the question hundreds of times. No married man that I know has any doubt. The woman has a stronger will. How naive we can be. Well, little boys, and dealing, and I have to say the word, with designing women. And enough women have told me this. Oh, the urge, the desire to win the affection of a man who thought he had vowed himself to a life of consecrated chastity. And the more involved we are in apostolic work, the more we deal with people necessarily, and the more, and I repeat the word, the more prudent wise we must be. No two of us are identical in the kind or the manner or the degree or the form of sex stimulation. We cannot pay attention to anyone else. Before God, we've got to know ourselves. Under what circumstances do I know from experience I am aroused? And the more you deal with people, the more you realize that if only, especially priests and men religious, would have the wisdom to look into their own hearts and be very honest with God and tell Him, Lord, if I want to remain faithful to my consecrated chastity, I must sacrifice many things, situations, persons, occasions, reading, radio, television. It is now 17 years that I've been working with the Missionaries of Charity, Mother Teresa's sisters. My first conversation with Mother Teresa was 5 hours. They were founded in 1950. Mother tells me they average between 250 and 300 novices every year. And now 6 novitiates throughout the world. And I've come to know Missionaries of Charity under final vows, those under temporary vows, those who just, as they call themselves, come and see, an aspirancy, postulancy, and novitiate. And I've been telling the sisters over the years, and Mother Teresa too, I pray that your community, speaking to the Missionaries of Charity, will never introduce radio and television and newspapers into your community. I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking for you. Am I clear? The sacrifice of so many things that the world just takes for granted. My friends, you do not live faithful to your consecrated chastity by living as, well, like other people do. As I've said before, pay no attention to whatever anybody else does. You have your responsibility before God. You be faithful to the grace He's giving you. And then, what a marvel Christ worked from a handful of, I almost call them vagrant followers of Christ. The church was born and now is established throughout the world because chastity is attractive. Chastity is magnetic. 20 years in working for the Congregation for Religious has taught me a lot. If we practice faithful, consecrated chastity in our lives, our communities will be blessed with vocations. I know whereof I speak. Of course, it will mean sacrifice. Finally, chastity in the body requires discipline of the body. In other words, if the body is going to remain chaste, and for us, in consecrated chastity, we've got no choice. We must live a disciplined life, spanning the whole gamut of, shall I call it, our bodily behavior. Food, drink, posture, sleep, and being willing to work. Over the years, I've memorized passages from Scripture and always liked the Latin. Avis ad volatum, homo ad laborem. Man was born to labor as a bird was born to fly. Work, hard work. Exhaustion. I like the passage in the Gospel where the evangelist says regarding Jesus, Fatigatus est. Thanks, Lord. That's the kind of mysticism I can understand. Fatigue, exhaustion. I'll let you close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, you were conceived and born of a Virgin Mother. All your life on earth, you practiced the most perfect chastity. All of this was to teach us how you want us religious, to live as you did. Teach us to see that our celibacy is a normal price you ask for bringing your love to others. Help us to remain pure on earth so that we may join the company of those saintly souls who sacrificed their bodies in chastity and are enjoying your virginal presence through all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.